1980, it took 65% of the population of the country to feed us. And now it takes 3%. Now, that's not an accident. That has to do with the transformation of agriculture in terms of technological change, in terms of doing the vastly greater productivity of the seed stocks we use. It has to do with a whole lot of things, which means that very small numbers of people can produce for very, very much larger populations. Okay. Very much the same thing happened in manufacturing. We can free, if you will, large numbers of people in the population not to have to go into steel mills and work as folks in my family did, but it doesn't help necessarily those people who are 50 or 55 years old like I am for the mill closes. What happens, however, is that that next generation winds up doing something very different. And so the kinds of jobs that many people's parents and grandparents have are not the jobs their kids now are going to do or have. But instead, this is progress, or at least there's the shifting of opportunity across different spectrums.